grave of you. Rays of sunlight dry the earth, dyed it red. Cloud piled up here above the cloister or above the edge of the slope beyond. It was not unlike a work of sculpture forming a wreath that was not round but rather oval in shape, like the ones often set on the stems of ocean ships. The bulge in the middle was light blue with branches, curls, and spheres extending out to the wreath itself. These were colored dark red, bright red, black, reddish black, yellow, pink, and saffron, with other colors mixed in as well, which I know not the words to describe. A great number of people observed this strange cloud or portent which hung there in the sky without moving until it disappeared instantaneously just before sunset. Around mid-morn, in clear and calm weather, a black haze of sand appeared up to the north of the mountains. The cloud was so extensive that in a short time it had spread over the entire area, and so thick that it caused darkness indoors and coated the earth so that tracks could be seen. A light drizzle which fell from the black cloud at day turned this powder into black inky liquid. In a stream which was later covered by lava were seen a great number of monsters of various shapes. Fireballs lay in heaps like foxfire. A bolt of lightning struck a lamp.